Hi, I'm speaking to you from southern Bavaria, which may seem like a strange place to introduce what I'm going to talk about in Sweden. But in many ways, there's a good reason. I'll try and explain. I'm on the border. Now, I don't mean the border over there, which is the border between Austria and Germany, but rather the border between the man-made, which is the built-up environment that you can see, and the natural environment. And what I'd argue is what I'll speak about in my presentation is about the same border, but in terms of the technologies that we make and the natural world of human society, of actually nature even, but of our work-a-day, live-a-day, play-a-day life, and how these have to intertwine. The only way I can think about technology is in a cultural context, but very much in terms of the larger ecosystem within which it exists, just like here. And if you look around and you sort of see the mountains behind me, but also just how the farms are laid out, the houses and the fields, there's a deliberate attention to design and to the transition and the interweaving of these two worlds. And furthermore, each house relates to every other house, just as the people and the animals and so on that live in this ecosystem coexist. And I'd argue, to a large extent in our profession thus far, it has been a major challenge just to get the technology right. But now those days are over. And now we have to think about the technologies in this larger context, not just of the individual user, but any individual technology with any other individual technology, whether it be this fence or the clouds. And so in some sense, this is a really bad metaphor, but the cloud is right there. It's intimate. In the morning, it comes up and even wraps around me here, in terms of fog or the mist. But all of these things interplay. And the entire ecosystem isn't dependent on any one of them, but every one of the elements is in fact essential to the whole. And going forward, as we introduce more and more technologies into our environment, the so-called Internet of Things, which by the way supposes there ever was such a thing of the Internet of Unthings, but as everything is connected, how do we go beyond connection and understand the relationship, and in particular the social relationship, and more so the values that underlie those social relationships, so that we actually set a culture and a design society of technologies amongst the technologies, and then those technologies amongst the people within which they exist, in a way that reflects our values, and very much our brand. And how do we make it so that our development tools that you will talk about at, you know, to great depth during time in Sweden, how we actually take those tools and the power they give us to realize this larger vision of how that those technologies fit into the world at large, the world in which we live in and our children are going to live in, and how do we balance that with our sets of values. And that's about what I'm going to talk about, and that's why I'm talking about it from here.